friends, this shir should be a special schus, the refuas of Yoshua ben Sarachana, shir refuas shlema b'sof shachol Yisrael, and also Rav Chaim Yitzchak ben Freda Fegalea, Rav Tzvita ben Itafega, Rav Tzvita ben Elena Shendel, and Lei Nishmas, Rav Asher Heber, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us, Teshuas Olamim. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'Shmayis, Aminyanim from the Sfas Emes. We're going to pick out a few pieces from the years Tafresh Nun Hei, Tafresh Nun Vav, 1895-96. Vayered Mitzrayim Anus Al Pi HaDibur. We went down to Mitzrayim. Who went down? Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. He was anus. He was forced. He was compelled. Al Pi HaDibur, based on the word, meaning Hashem's word that Hashem told him, Hashem's word that he had to go to Mitzrayim. It was God's will that he go down to Mitzrayim. So the Sfas Emes explains, Perish kedei levairat hagu machus shemayim ba'olam. His job was to be mevair, to clarify the hanhaga, the leadership, and the malchus shemayim in the world. Like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, shehadibur haya begalus, that speech was in exile. That's the idea of Mitzrayim. That's why we talk so much at the Leil HaSeder, because speech was in galus. V'ubechinas malchus v'anhagel yonoshlon is galab olam rak al yidei riyas b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim. And that is the idea of malchus, of leadership, of kingship. V'anhagel yona, this celestial leadership that was not revealed in the world. That was Hashem's leadership of the world, was not revealed. And it was necessary, therefore, that the Jewish people go down to Mitzrayim. So in other words, when it says, Vayered Mitzrayim, Vayered is Lashon Hanhaga. Why? Because that's what the word Vayered means. Vayered Lashon Malchus, Vayered Miyam Ad Yam. So the pasuk where the word Vayered is a Lashon of Malchus, of kingship. And that's really what Dibur is, that you're a leader, you lead with your words. And our leadership was, in meaning the leadership of Hashem, running the world, that had to go to Galus, that was in Galus, that type of Dibur. There were supposed to rule over the fish of the sea. From Razal Zacha Rodebehem, if you're Zocha, then we rule over them. And if we're not Zocha, Nasi Yarod Lifnehem, then we become lower than them. So we went to Mitzrayim to be Yarud, and then we're going to be Rode. So that's what it means, Vayered Mitzrayim. Vayered is Lashon Ridiyah, it's Lashon Hanhaga. We had to go to Mitzrayim. Why? Because of the Dibur. Because we were honest, the Dibur had to go into Galus. There was a Galus HaDibur. There was no revelation of God's Dibur in the world. Yadber Amim Tachteinu, which is a Lashon of rulership, Lashon Dibur. Dibur was in Galus, and our job was to be Mevara, this Malchus Shemayim. The first we're going to be Yarud, we're going to be lower than the Egyptians, and then Rodem Behem, then we're going to rule over them, and thereby be Mefarsem, Malchus Shemayim in the world. Beautiful. We're skipping a few pieces. Bepasuk Sheshes Yomim Tocha Matzos, V'yoma Shvi Atzeres Lashem Elokecha. 6 days you should eat Matzos. And on the seventh day is Atzeres to Hashem. It's a holiday to Hashem. Dina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hotzianu Me'aretz Mitzrayim Lios Lanu Le'elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt in order to be our God. Ve'al zeh ikar simcha, simcha v'halel. And on this is the ikar simcha and halel, that we're so happy that God took us out of Egypt to be our God. Halelu avdei Hashem v'lo avdei Paro. That the servants of Hashem should praise Him, and we're no longer servants of Paro. That's the Pushevach we give in Halev, Tzias Mitzrayim. Nik'alnu shalalios avdei Paro, Tzias Mitzrayim. We were redeemed that we should no longer be the Avodim of Paro. Kriyas Yamsuf, Nigmar HaMechuvin. And in Kriyas Yamsuf, the purpose was fulfilled. Shenechnasnu lios avdei Hashem. We enter to be servants of Hashem. L'chein sharu hashira. And therefore, we sang the song. Matzah same zecher le'geula v'shmir mi'chametz. So the matzos remind us of the geula, that we left Egypt, and that we're guarding ourselves from the chametz, from the etzah hara, from what's bad. And then b'shvi is atzeres l'Hashem, like we're stopping for Hashem, literally, to be avdei Hashem. So those are the first day and the seventh day. Sheshes yamim toichal matzahs. 6 days we eat matzahs. We remember the geula. We remember that we left Egypt. We remember that we're no longer avdei paro. Now we're avdei Hashem. And then comes Kriyas Yamsuf, v'yom ha-shvi'a atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha. Comes Kriyas Yamsuf, and this is an atzeres. Now we are stopping. Now we're avdei Hashem. It's a different madrega. One is being not avdei paro, and one is being yes avdei Hashem. So that's the interrelationship between the first and seventh day of Pesach. Next, skipping one piece, b'medrash oz yashir hadu d'chsiv nachon kisacha me'ad. It says oz yashir Moshe, and that's what it says in the pasuk, that your throne was prepared from oz. From oz, what oz? Oz yashir. That's when Hashem's, the medrash learns that that's when Hashem's throne was established. Afa pisha me'olamat, even though you're eternal, kiviyachal omed v'lo nesiyash v'kisacha ad she'amru b'necha shira. So to speak, you are standing. God didn't have a throne to sit on, and you are not sitting in your seat until your children said Shira, Ayin Sham, B'divrei HaMedrash. So explains Moreno this Fas Emes. Tchsiv Ram Al Kol Goyim Hashem. God is exalted over all the goyim. Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ram Umisnasei Mimos Olam. God is elevated and exalted from the beginning of time. Ve'ein Kol Olam Kulo Kedai LeKabel Malchus Yis Baruch Shemon. The whole world is not worthy of being Makabel Hashem's Malchus. V'Zenikra Omed Me'achar She'ein Tachtonim Yicholim LeKabel Malchus Yis Baruch Shemon. That's called Omed, because he's not established, he's not sitting, he's just standing. The world wasn't yet worthy of being Makabel Hashem's Malchus. Aval b'nei Yisrael mikoach emun Hashem minu b'Hashem shegam shiuram v'nisim kol zeh lo yotzei shum dover mi'ashkachas yis baruch shem malchus b'kol mashalah. But the Jewish people, from the power of the emunah that they believed in Hashem, that even though he's so exalted and he's so elevated, with that nothing goes out of Hashem's hashkacha and Hashem's malchus u'malchus b'kol mashalah. The more emuna we have, we're zochet to kabel his malchus. That's what we have to. We have to have emuna that Hashem is running the world, and then be makabel his malchus. The more emuna we have, the more we're going to makabel Hashem's kingship. The truth is, the Jewish people are prepared for this from always. Shakol nivru b'shriv b'shvil Yisrael. Everything was created for the Jewish people. Shenik were racious. The Jewish people are called racious. Ach shelohay yucholim lahotzi mekoach al apoel. But we could not actualize it. V'zeh edus ad shenasu b'nei chorin. Shelohay yucholim lahotzi mekoach al apoel. Zeh edus ad shenasu b'nei chorin. We were not able to actualize this testimony that God is running the world until we became free. Ukshenishlum v'nei Yisrael nizgale kvod machus v'alam. The Jewish people were completed when we were born. That was the revelation of kavod malchus b'alam. Shows you how important Jewish people are. When the Jewish people were established, that's the shleimus of kavod malchus b'alam. That's when God's kingship was established. That's when He sat in His throne, and that's what it says. Eshakosu v'yaminu b'Hashem oz yashir. It says they believed in Hashem and then they sang. Perish Hashem. What does it mean Hashem? Ve'eminu b'Hashem. Ve'eminu b'Havaya. What's Havaya? The Shem Havaya? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Haya Hove V'yeh. Was, is, and will be. That's Ve'eminu b'Hashem. They believed in Havaya, that God's eternal. Ze Iker HaEmunah Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mahave HaTeva Ve'efes Zulasa. That's the Iker HaEmunah that Kadosh Baruch Hu creates, establishes nature, and nothing else exists besides Him. That's the Iker HaEmunah. Haya Hove V'yeh. It's all God. Every God was, is, and was. Not just that He's out there, but that He's running the show. He's Mahava the Teva. Somebody who has a Muna Shleima is filled with Simcha. By knowing, because he knows that everything is from Hashem. And that's what it means. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. They believed in Hashem. And then Az Yashir. And then they sang. Why did they sing? Because they were so happy. Why are they so happy? Because they believed. When you believe, you're happy. A person who believes is happy. Nekuda. Because that's the mitzias of a person. That he, when people believe, they have meaning in their life. They have purpose. They know that everything happens for a reason. They're besimcha. They think life is a big mistake. It's a big cosmic error. It's just some soup bowl of chemical elements blew up, and all of a sudden we're here by accident, and everything's an accident. It's noyra v'oyo. Things are terrible, mamish. So that's the vayaminu oz yashir. You have emuna, you sing. Weiter, skipping a few pieces. says b'mechilta osepel, osepela ain't ksiv ela osepela tamid. It doesn't say osepela, God did wonders in the past. It says osepela, God does wonders, present tense. V'zeh ha'edus shel b'nei Yisrael b'shirazu. And that's the edus of the Jewish people in this shirak mashkasev amzu yatzarti li tihilasi yisaperu. This nation I created for me, my praises, they will relate. U'kshenegalim lios mivur la'atzman b'li ta'arovus, and when we're redeemed to be mevarer, to clarify to themselves without any mixture, then they could be make this testimony. That's what the task of the Jew in the world is, to testify. He's supposed to testify about God. That's our job. He sees the wonders that God always does, as it says, "Mafu mafli lasos," and God does wonders. The truth is that all of nature and all of the creation is connected to the Sharish Hapela. Pela, it's osios aleph. It's what's above this world. It's wondrous. It's above this world. It's out of this world. The whole world is connected to the Pela. Kamo aguf benefesh v'neshama. So we also have our body. Our body, that's a Pela. What's the Pela? That something so low like the physical body is connected to us, to one's godly soul. That's Pele Plus. So, Raka Gashmi is Mastir. The only problem is that the Gashmias hides this wonder of the connection of the Ruchanis and the Gashmias. Vaidei Gula Rona Pel Shekarash Baruch Hu. Through the Gula, through the redemption, we see the wonder that Hashem does always. V'kach Kosev Kimei Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim Ren and Flos. And so it says, like the days that you went out of Mitzrayim, I will show you wonders. It doesn't say S and a flos, and it doesn't say S and a flos. Rak Arenu, I'll show you. Shana flos him la olam. The flos are always there. What do you mean, Arenu and a flos? The flos are always there. I'm going to show you when the Gula comes. I'm going to show you the flos, because in the meantime, Rak Shei Naim Skurim Beinam Yicholim Liros and a flos, but not, the eyes are closed and can't see the flos. Kamash Kosev Gal Eina Avi Abit the flos. As the pasuk says, open my eyes, reveal to my eyes, and I will see your wonders. So the wonders are always there. The only problem is that we're not always cognizant of them. We're not always aware of them. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we had a few beautiful insights into Pesach from Rabbeinu Lisvasemis, and I'm hoping very much God should give us life, Simchas Chaim, and good health, and financial means, and everything we need in order to continue, and then we'll continue seeing the niflos of Torah Lisvasemis. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.